Okay. Now what I'll do, I'll go back to the beginning of the slideshow we started on Tuesday and just run quickly through it as a review.
我们现在很快的来回复习一下星期二所讲到的这个 PPT。
The slideshow is called Being on the Right Side of History.
我们的是在谈的是呢要站在历史对的一边。
I've sent this through onto the WeChat and the Line groups.
那我们有把这个 PPT 都发给大家了。
If I do send something through the mobile phone, you probably find that you need to download it to your computer before you can open it up properly. Otherwise, it gets a bit difficult to view on the phones.
如果你们是从这个手机上面看到这些 PPT 的话，建议你们都把它存在电脑里，因为在电脑上看比较容易。
And I haven't translated this into Chinese. You'll be working on your English language as well.
但这个 PPT 还没有被翻成中文哈，所以大家读这个 PPT 也可以顺便学一下英文。
So examples of being on the right side of history. Remember we had the Germans in the time of Nazi.
You said right side.
Well, examples of being on the right or the wrong side of history. We had the Germans in the time of Nazi Germany. They were on the wrong side of history.
好，我们讲说，就是要站在历史的对的一边，还是不小心会站到错的一边。我们又举了三个例子。第一个例子就是，纳粹在德国，好，那纳粹他们在整个二战所发生的事情。
And remember, we found out that even the people that were trying to assassinate Hitler, who was a very evil person, they were still on the wrong side of history when they were trying to assassinate him.
故事提到的就是当。那些想要暗杀希特勒的人，他们都是德国的军官，哈，他们即使是想要做一件对的事情，但是他们仍然是站在了历史错误的那一边。
They thought they were doing the right thing because they were going to execute this man who was destroying Europe.
他们以为他们做了对的事情，因为他们想要杀掉的这个希特勒是真的要把整个欧洲都毁了的人。
But in the eyes of God, God was saying, well, actually, we need to keep Hitler alive for at least one more year. See, after this, Hitler lived for about another year. Because Hitler is going to be my agent for punishing the German people.
那因为呢这个故事呢是在讲的呢 Valkyrie, 是他们那时候要暗杀的那个事件被称之为 Valkyrie 这个事件呢，他们其实没有成功，是因为神依然要让希特勒多活一年。为什么呢？因为这样的话才能处罚那些德国人，已经站错了历史的一边的德国人。
And we looked at how that actually made a very good plan to blow up Hitler, but then just all of these circumstances happened on the day.Which really was like God was foiling the plan. God was stopping their plan going ahead to save Hitler.
而那些军官们想要暗杀希特勒的呢，其实做了非常完美的一个计划。但是那一天呢，要发生暗杀的那一天呢，却每一个计划中都出现了问题。那是因为神就是不会让这件事情成功的完成。
Actually, one thing that these people forgot as well is that God is the person who decides the time of your birth and the time of your death, and that includes the world rulers as well.
我们不要忘记呢，所有的这个状态就是神决定我们人的生与死，包括一个战争的开始与结束。
Romans chapter 13, verses 1 and 2 says that Jesus Christ appoints the leaders of every nation.
而罗马书十三章一至二节呢，也讲说神是决定一个国家的首领的一个唯一的决定者。
It's like these people involved in the Valkyrie mission pushed God aside and said, "No, you don't know what's right for us. We're going to kill Hitler today."
而这些在 Valkyrie 这个德国这些军官们，他们呢其实是把神摒除在外，他认为神并不知道发生什么事，所以他们自己就要来决定这一切。
Yeah, well, those people, again, they're on the wrong side of history because they're going against God's plan and they were punished severely for it.
而他们显然就是要改变神的计划，那他们都受到了处罚。
Okay, the second example we had was Anne Frank's neighbors. Remember, she was a Jewish girl. She was born in Germany and then she went to Holland with her family.
第二个案例呢，就是安·法兰克。他是在德国生的犹太人，然后他在一开始的时候发生这个纳粹要整治犹太人的时候，他们就搬去，就逃离德国，要去荷兰。
And really, she was just like one of many millions of young Jewish girls in Europe, but the reason we know about her is because of the diaries that she kept.
她呢，这位安法兰克呢，就像很多的这些犹太女孩住在德国的犹太女孩一样，唯一大家会对她这么熟悉、这么重视，是因为她把所有的经过都写在她的日记中。
And actually, through her diary, she became one of the faces, we say like the faces of the Holocaust, of that great tragedy that happened in Europe.
而因为她的这些日记的撰写，让她成为很多的犹太纪念馆里面很最重要的一个人物。
They were actually stuck in this quite a small space in this house for 2 years. But the reason they survived was because their neighbors and friends were helping to provide food and to keep the police away.
他们全家呢，那时候其实就逃到荷兰以后呢，荷兰又被德国人给占领。那他们之所以活下来，是因为他们躲在一个很小的房间里，然后却因着朋友跟邻居的资助，让他们有东西吃，所以在那两年里面，他们活了两年，在那个小小的一个小阁楼里。
But eventually somebody, and even today they still don't know who that person might have been, but somebody told the police, the SS, that's like the secret police, I guess, about their whereabouts, and so the police came and they took the family away.
而但是呢，在他们躲藏了两年的过程的最后啊，有一个不知道是谁，到现在都没有搞清楚是谁去做了告密的行为，让德国的这个秘密警察，纳粹的秘密警察呢，就把他们给抓起来了，全家都被逮了。
The whole family was taken to what they call like these death camps, and of all of the people, there was about 10 people in the house, only one survived, that was her father.
而这一家人呢，就被这个抓到了纳粹的集中营，死亡集中营。然后全家那个时候被抓的时候，已经不止他们家人哈，那个房间还躲了别人，所以总共有10个人一起被抓。然后最后呢，只有安法兰克的父亲，在二战结束的时候他还没死，还在那个集中营里，其他的人都死了。
This campaign of the Nazis to take the Jews, to round up the Jews and to send them to the camps, this had been happening since even before the war began.
我们要提醒一下，就是说这些犹太人被纳粹抓进集中营的这件事，其实是在二次世界大战开始之前，德国纳粹党就已经这样做了。
And actually, it wasn't just Jews. There was a group of people called the Gypsies as well. It was like a minority group.
而且呢，这些被抓的人不只是犹太人，甚至那个吉普赛人，就那很小的那个少数民族的吉普赛人也一样被抓。
And people with disabilities as well.
还有那些就是有残废、残障的人也被抓。
Okay, and just anybody that was useless to society.
他们整个的概念就是只要是对社会无用的人，他们都要把他抓起来。
Okay, but the Jews were not useless to society. They were providing a lot of the businesses and the doctors and scientists. Many of these people were Jews.
但要了解，犹太人可不是对社会无用之人啊，在那个时候，这些犹太人是很多很棒的商人，然后有很多的医学家、科学家等等，都是犹太人。
But when Hitler first began his campaign of rounding people up, he wasn't saying we're going to send you off to the death camp.
在当希特勒刚开始有权力的时候啊，他并没有告诉这些犹太人说我们是要把你送去这些死亡集中营。
Like any evil government, but very clever governments, they would use propaganda. So they were using like false information to give a false narrative, a false story.
就像很多的那种很厉害的政府啊，他们其实用的这种宣传语术语啊，他们都是用一些说法啊，来给一个好像很好的理由。
For example, even before these people were sent to camps, they would have these promotional movies.And showing the young children playing in these camps with lots of new toys, and how these people were having like these big, nice big meals at a fancy restaurant in these camps.
而他甚至呢，在这个刚开始抓这些人呢，到这个集中营的时候，他还放出一个电影来，好像来告诉大家说，在这个集中营里面，孩子是可以玩玩具，还有很棒的这个晚餐，然后环境很好，生活还不错。他这样用这种欺骗的手法去 掩饰集中营真实的状态。
We've arranged a new life for you in these camps where you'll be protected and you'll be properly provided for.
然后呢，他还讲说，那个他们的影片还说，哦，这些人在这边呢都可以完全的受到保护。
And the reason they do that, obviously, it makes the job of moving the people to the camps easier.
然后他之所以要这样子宣传，就是为了要让他们更容易的把这些人骗进集中营里。
But like any control in government, you know, if they can control the news, if they can stop the real information coming out, then they can control the people.
就像很多的这种集权式的国家，他们都会用最美好的谎言，好，来粉饰太平，然后达到他们要的目的，然后让所有人并不知道真实的状况。
In fact, almost all of the German people, they had no idea as well what was really happening.
而大部分的德国人在那个时候完全不知道真实的状况是什么。
But again, you know, if the government can control free speech and if the government can control the media, they can lie as much as they like.
如果那个政府呢，可以控制言论，那可以控制媒体的话，那他们爱怎么样说谎都没有人会知道。
Now that's why freedom of speech is a very important thing.
所以自由言论的自由是非常重要的。
Okay, now we have the SS people here, the soldiers you see, they're actually like a police force. These people were doing their orders, they were being loyal to their country when they arrested the Frank family.
那这些在右边这张图上的这些纳粹的这个秘密警察 SS 啊，他们其实都是认为他们自己是非常忠诚的爱国者。
And the neighbors who were protecting the family, they were on the right side of history, but they were breaking the law, remember?
而在安法兰克他们自己在躲藏的时候，那些帮助他们的家庭或朋友们、邻居朋友们，他们虽然是站在历史对的一边，但实际在那个时候，他们等于是都是没有遵守法令，因为法令是规定不准藏匿这些犹太人的，他们反而是犯法的情况下在保护安法兰克这一家人。
Now what we do see, sometimes the concept is, if you're trying to keep the law, you could be going against God's will, or if you're breaking the law, you could be doing God's will.
所以从这个案例里面，我们看到有的时候呢，你是在遵守着法令，遵守着国家的法令，但你却是站在历史的错的那一边，但你如果也有这种状况，是你在是犯法的，没有遵守国家的法令，但是你却站在历史对的那一边。
It's an issue that you have to be very careful about.
所以这是一个非常非常要小心谨慎的一个主题。
Because the Bible does tell us, and again, this is Romans chapter 13, we have to obey the authorities.
这个呢，就是我们要非常小心谨慎的，就是罗马书十三章就提到的是，我们必须要尊重我们的权柄，政府的权柄，所以我们要尊重政府。
But sometimes there are going to be government laws which are put out there, government laws which are established, which go against the word of God.
但是我们也要注意呢，有的时候呢，政府他所颁定的命令，它是跟神的话语是矛盾的时候。
Later on today, we're looking at Nebuchadnezzar. He was the king of Babylon at the time of Jeremiah.
而我们今天还会再谈到的是巴比伦王尼布贾尼撒他的故事。
And you might know the story there, how Nebuchadnezzar, he built this big statue. He made a command to the people in the land. He said, when the trumpet blows, you all have to bow down to the statue.
在尼布贾尼撒他有在他们国家呢建了一个很大的一个雕像，然后他有一个法令，就是当我们吹号的时候，当政府吹号的时候，所有的人必须向这个偶像，就是巴比伦的神鞠躬。
I think the statue is actually to the god of Marduk.
那个神像应该是 Marduk 这个神。
Okay, so again, you know, every day the trumpet would blow and everybody would have to bow down to this god.
而每天呢，他们吹号的人都会吹号，然后所有的民众都会向这个神像鞠躬。
This was the order of the king.
这个是国王下的指令。
But Daniel, and remember you have the three friends of Daniel, there's Meshach and Shadrach and Abednego, there's these three guys. They did not bow down to the statue.
而还记得吗？但以理跟他的三个朋友，他们四个人呢，就是不愿意对这个偶像、对这个神像鞠躬。
Okay, and that became quite a story in itself.
那这个就是又是另外一个很有趣的故事。
It shows the importance that you need separation of the church, of the religion, and of the state, of the government rulership. See, any worship needs to be separated from the government.
所以其实重点是呢，就是任何的信仰应该与政府政治的管理哦，把它切开来看。
This is actually one of the characteristics of a client nation.
这是我们之前在提到的就是神的代理国它的另外一个很重要的特质。
That is, there is separation from the church and from the state.
就是这个特质呢就是要把教会与国家分开来。
And what that means is that the state or the government cannot make rules about how the church or any other religion should operate.
好，也就是说呢，任何的政府他不可以强力强迫要求任何的人民去信仰是在哪一个方向的。
And on the other hand, the religions, whether it's Christianity, I think if it's Islam, actually Islam likes to become the government, but for the church, for a Christian church, they should not be having any influence, any direct influence by force upon the government.So the church cannot force the government to make decisions.
而任何的教会也不可以去强迫一个政府去做符合教会的想法的事。
Okay, and that's worked very well in the United States for the last 300 years.
这也就是过去美国有这300年来的历史都在一个非常符合神心意的状况下在运作的。
Okay, though there are some systems of government, they try to control the religious organizations.
但是呢，有一些政府，有一些国家的政府，它其实是想要控制宗教的。
And there are many religions, they try to control the government.
那也有一些地方，它的宗教想要控制他们的政府政治。
Okay, now Christianity should have a good influence on the government. For example, we pray for the leaders.
而我们基督徒其实也是可能会有一些影响力。那我们的影响力是来自于我们为我们的政府祷告。
And occasionally God will raise up Christians to become people in positions of power in the government.
而神呢也有可能会提升一些某一些基督徒让他们能够在政府里做政府的事。
Like he did with Joseph, for example. Remember Joseph who went down to Egypt because his brothers sold him into slavery.
就像约瑟他曾经去埃及担任首相。
Or King David. See, King David became the king of... He was a shepherd boy who became the king of Israel.
比如说像大卫王他从一个牧羊人变成了一个国王。
Oh, and Daniel. Even under the Chaldean, under the Babylonian king, he was raised up to a very, very high position.
而像比如说但以理他也在巴比伦变成了很重要的人物。
So again, yeah, but there needs to be separation of church and state for stability in a society.And freedom, stability and freedom.
所以对于一个信仰来讲，它其实是要跟政府之间是要有一个自由的一个状态。
Now we'll just go on to the next slide, and then we'll probably stop for a break. Okay, and yeah, so what we'll do, we'll have a break, and then we'll come back to talk about Jeremiah.
好，我们现在休息一下，再回来谈耶利米。
Okay, we'll come back at 2:30.
Yeah, 我们2:30回来。